I just had this thought that I wanted to get out before I forget it, because I already forgot it once. I was in the shower. Hey, this is another episode. Thank you for listening. And I was in the shower. I was thinking about if people were going to see any of the things that I make. And how that thought always hindered me, paralyzed me from doing anything. I could always think about doing these big grand plans and putting a lot of time and effort into it. But then I would think, what if no one saw it? What if no one's there? And then I started to think about if someone saw it. And that kind of changed things for me. Before, I would think about if someone... I would think about... whether or not people would see it. I would have this thought in my head of posting or publishing or putting out whatever it is that I made and no one being there, no one seeing it. And now I'm starting to think, what if someone did see it? Like, regardless if someone's not there at the inception of it being released, there's always the possible possibility of someone seeing it. And that got me thinking about, like, making something great just on that off chance that someone consumes it. And I'm not really thinking about people being there or not. I'm really just thinking about if someone actually is there, even if that person is by themselves, or if it's a group of people, or how many people. Can I put something out there that if someone saw it, or if someone consumed it, they would have a great time? It would be a good experience for them. And maybe even a memorable one. And that kind of makes me want to make even more. Because just imagining someone consuming what I have made and having a great time, eliminates the fear of no one being there, because I don't need them there now. I just need them to consume whenever they can or whenever they stumble upon it. And then all I have to do is make and then make it accessible. And that's all I have to do. And then whenever, if ever, someone does stumble upon whatever I put out there, hopefully I can make it so that the time they spend in their life to consume whatever I make is a good time. Or a memorable time. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad time, but a bad time doesn't necessarily have to be bad. You know, it might push them emotionally or intellectually or physically. It might be uncomfortable, but it's memorable. Or it could be great and comfortable and memorable. And all they have to do and all I have to think about is them consuming. And I don't have to worry about when. All I have to worry about is if. And if someone does, what experience could I make for them? And that kind of gets me excited a little bit. Just thinking about making an experience for someone that's great if they stumble upon it or if they consume it. And that I don't need to know when. I just have to figure out the how, where, and what. But the when is, I can leave it up to them. And that's really relieving for me. Because I guess, in a way, I'm always pressured of, oh, I need them now. I need people to view this now. And with this viewpoint change, I don't have to worry about when. I just have to make and put out. And leave the when to them and the world and all that. Because when you think about it, I don't really have any control over when. But I can control how they consume it. I can, you know, to a degree, I can control aspects of how. I can control aspects of what. I can control the what exactly, like, full on. And I can kind of control where. And the when is just when I'm done. But after I'm done and I post or I put out or I release, I can leave when to the wind. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't know, I hope this helped. It helped me kind of release some underlying pressure that I've been putting on myself subconsciously. And it just feels nice whenever you find that little knot in your head or in your heart and you like release it. It's like, ah. This feels relaxing a little bit. I hope that this perspective change might have helped you change your perspective on things. That really all you gotta do is just make and then share. And that's all you really can do, and that's all you really need to do. You can't force someone to consume, and you can't make them consume. All you gotta do is, all you can do is share and make. I'm gonna try to focus on just those two things. Okay. Appreciate you. Peace.